to the Owlish Folk, a podcast that answers questions about the English language. I'm Amanda, and with me is Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Amanda. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. So sensitive. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, today is our one-year anniversary of being the Owlish Folk.
Yeah, we've been podcasting for 1 year, our 27th episode. Mm-hmm. So just over an episode every 2 weeks.
It's pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, which was our plan from the start.
And I was sick once. Remember you did the myths, illnesses, and toilet episode?
Yes, episode 10, I think. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm over it now.
Well, we don't have a word of the episode, but I think we should probably talk about what our favorite intro word. Do you have one?
Yeah, so the intro word was something we didn't ever plan for when we thought of doing the podcast. You just brought it up the first time we recorded, and it stuck.
It's so brilliant. I'm so brilliant.
You really are. So I do have a favorite word. It's one of the early ones, but it was one that stuck in my mind, and I think of it every day. Onocrotalus.
Oh my God, I picked that one too.
Okay. Yeah, I really love that one anyway.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was episode 3, Terms of Venery.
And so we were talking about animals and mass nouns for animals. And you came out with onocrotalus.
Yeah, so what does it mean?
Onocrotalus is it from Greek, and it means donkey clapper, and it describes a pelican.
Yeah.
And I think it was the way you explained it, the donkey clapper.
Well, it's just donkey clapper. You know, whenever I think of donkey, like as an insult, I think of Gordon Ramsay calling that one French chef in Kitchen Nightmares. He's like, you donkey. And I don't know. It just seemed like a good insult. But I do have a runner up.
Okay.
This is a very recent one, episode 22, wherein we talked about the Escher sentences. And you found an insulting word from that Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue.
Yes.
So then I decided to call you Jib Face, which means an ugly person, especially one with a heavy lower jaw. And I don't know, it was just such a funny word. And, you know, you have a very nice thin face, attractive man, beautiful blue eyes.
Okay, carry on.
Not ugly, no heavy lower jaw.
Yeah.
I laugh when I think about that word.
There was another one that I enjoyed, and this will be the last one I introduce. So the other one I really enjoyed was more of a compliment. It was snout fair.
Snout, that was a good one. Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah, my snout fair friend. And I confused it for snout faced, and I thought, yeah, snout face sounds like a pig's face.
Yeah.
But no, snout fair, like a fair snout, a nice face. And I like that one, snout fair.
Yeah, well, I do have to say the intro words are pretty funny, and I think we both have a fun time choosing them.
Yeah, yeah, I like those. All right, so this is our 1 year anniversary, and I've got to say, thank you to all the listeners who tune in and download the show. And it means a lot when we have an audience, that people are into this same thing that we're into, and people seem to listen to and hopefully enjoy our chats and the things that we say on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, the listeners are everything, right?
Well, it did start with just us recording chats that we were having anyway. And it's kind of very flattering and sort of humbling that people we don't even know would tune in and listen to those chats.
Because I don't even listen to you half the time.
It's easier not to, yeah. Yeah, so big thanks to all the listeners. And please, please help us keep making the podcast by sharing it with other people. I mean, if you enjoy an episode, share it with somebody else on Facebook or Instagram. Or, oh, I thought of a new social media network.
What is it?
Sinstagram, where we share all the evil things we've done. Sinstagram.
Oh, that's really good. I like that.
Thank you. Facebook, Instagram, Sinstagram coming soon. Wherever else, Twitter or just face-to-face, tell people about an episode that you enjoyed and help our listenership keep growing.
Yeah, and I think we do have to give thanks to the Anchor community, because a lot of people have been sharing our podcasts as well, fellow podcasters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't realize when we started that podcasting was this sort of positive network of mm-hmm. people who have these nerdy little shows and where they describe and discuss strange niche ideas, but they really support each other and they help each other.
Yeah, it's a wonderful little community.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about why we started the show.
Dave and I used to work together, and we would always sit and just kind of banter back and forth about grammar, linguistics, etymology. We would share books that we were reading, and we just kind of started having these funny chats. You actually said to me, we should do, you know, I want to do a podcast on language. You should do it with me. And I was like, oh, of course I will.
We just enjoyed chatting about these things anyway. And I thought, oh, why don't we record this? And the nice thing is now we've got a record of the things that we talked about and things that we learned. But I think it was started mm-hmm. from that love of learning these things and sharing the yes. things that we learned and questions that we had and people asked and then how we could figure out answers to these.
Yeah. And I think that's really important because from the beginning, I think we had a couple of ethics that we wanted to maybe stick with. We didn't want people to think that our show was boring and pedantic. We didn't want to come off as these experts. We wanted people to know that we were curious and we didn't know the answer to these questions either. So our goal was to find questions from people and research them and turn them into episodes where we would learn some different things about maybe what the answer is and then share that answer with everyone.
Yeah, learning together. Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is where we get to the point, a question that we've had before. What does Owlish folk mean? And the way I see it is this. This is the name you came up with. And all the names I thought right. of for the podcast were to do with English and language, which might be an easier thing for people to find if they're looking for that kind of podcast. But Owlish folk, anybody who's interested in language and the things that we talk about on the podcast, they're all Owlish folk. All listeners, right. all the people who are in this sort of little network are Owlish folk.
Yeah, and I like the word folk because it didn't seem very pretentious. It was just, you know, good old fashioned down home people, like everyday people, you know, the folk in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I can't really pay attention right now because the dog's barking. Can you hear the dog?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing to it?
Okay. Shut up, Willie. No, he's just sitting in his little crate. Oh. I'm sorry, Willie. You okay?
Give him the mic.
Poor Willie. Maybe we could have him do like a little bar.
Goodbye. Yeah, a little monologue. Yeah, so then we aren't really the Owlish folk. The Owlish folk is everyone who is into this sort of nerdy language and history stuff.
That's right. But I do love our artwork.
Oh, the artwork is great. So yeah, that's from Mew Media and it really is cool. Once we got that, it helped me to see what the feel of the show was. It kind of captured what we wanted it to be, I guess.
Yeah.
And the music too. The intro music and the little filler music pieces, all done by your talented mm-hmm. husband. But yes. they really capture what we feel the show is.
Yeah, I really love the feeling. I love our show. I don't mean to be a jerk about it, but I love it.
Yeah, no, don't be a jerk.
You're the jerk, you jib face.
Yes, I love the music. I really love the music. And mm-hmm. I think that is part of the identity of the podcast. It's part of what makes it what it is.
Yes.
So it's kind of a collaborative effort.
So thank you to Justin.
Thank you very much. All right. So do you have a favorite episode?
So I have a favorite one that I researched. So I really enjoyed the research. And then I have a favorite episode that was so much fun to record. And I love the way that it came out. So the one that I loved researching was our third one, the terms of venery.
Okay. So this is the terms for groups of animals, right?
Right. The collective nouns. Because I've always been interested in collective nouns. Just, I always kind of tried to memorize the catalog of all of these collective nouns. And I think as I was researching it, I just was kind of blown away. I couldn't believe that there was a person that created these terms. The person was a woman, a nun, and that she was a great writer. But then there's this kind of mystery that maybe she didn't exist, and maybe it was a group of people, or maybe it was somebody else, or I don't know. I had a lot of fun researching that episode.
Yeah, those episodes are always the most fun, where we start with a simple idea. A simple question: why do we call this thing this, or why is this word used in this way? And then we find there's some historical mystery or incredible story that just gets more and more intricate the more you look into it. And those are the episodes I really love recording or researching. So my favorite episode to research was Contronyms, which was episode 13. But
yes,
mainly because there were so many cool little stories of how words have changed. So they now have these double meanings. So we had the fine and fine, and the story is in the episode, but it's, yeah, a neat little story, fast and fast. And how these words acquire a second meaning that's almost contrary to the first. And you can follow the steps of how this might happen. And this was the kind of theme of the show so far, I suppose, the way language changes. It isn't static. It just is constantly evolving and constantly shifting and changing in mainly unpredictable ways. And when you look back in history at how things used to be, we realize what we are using now would be so unfamiliar to people of the past. And what people will use in the future is going to be so unfamiliar to us now.
That's a good point.
So yeah, I liked Contronyms. The one I enjoyed recording most was Terms of Venery, because
okay,
we recorded it on a rooftop. And so we found this really beautiful garden that the university we worked together at. And we sat on top in this rooftop garden. It was peaceful and there were birds singing and chirping and it was a nice warm...
Rose bushes.
Yes. Yeah, it was a warm autumn afternoon. It was just really nice. It was beautiful. And we had fun and chatted and laughed our way through the episode.
My favorite one to record was not too long after that one, the fifth one. Why do we capitalize I?
What did you like about that?
We just had so much fun during the episode. We had so much to say, talking about the printing press, the upper and lower cases. I loved just listening to us kind of banter back and forth about the jot and the tittle. And I don't know, I feel like any episode that I listen to, we have fun and we enjoy it. And I think that's why we keep on doing it. I mean, I love when we make fun of each other. That's like my favorite thing about the podcast.
Okay. I know that was a really cool one. And that matches the same thing that I enjoy most about doing the show. I really like recording with you and chatting with you about these things, but I love learning something new. And there was so much in that episode that I didn't know before. And then we had feedback on that one that was really positive. People enjoyed the stories, the history in the episode.
Although my favorite one to research was the Terms of Venery, I really love researching all the episodes because the episode ideas are given to us by our listeners. And sometimes I have the same questions they have. Sometimes they bring up questions and I just think to myself, why haven't I thought of that? I use that every day. Of course I should know why that works or why it exists. So I guess I have to give a lot of credit to the listeners who think of these questions that we aim to answer every single episode.
Yeah. All right. Next up. So what is next for the Owlish folk? What are we going to do in the coming year?
So next year, I believe that we're going to probably be on the Joe Rogan show. And yeah. Oprah wants us to do an interview. You said that we're in the running for the Nobel, right? So lots of stuff going on for 2020.
Yeah, yeah, the Alfred Nobel Podcast Award.
We should create a Wikipedia page for us.
Okay, next year, Wikipedia page. Well, next week's episode is a special episode for Bloomsday, right?
Woohoo! Yes, it is! Bloomsday!
So any fans of James Joyce or literature or Blooms or Days, listen to that episode.
And...
Oh, yeah. So after that, we have a question about acronyms. Do new words ever come from acronyms? So the James Joyce Bloomsday episode will be a short special, I think. And then after that, the next regular episode will be about words that come from acronyms. Another thing that I think we'll try and do this year is more regular episodes. So we'll have the regular 20, 25 minute long episode every 2 weeks. But in the interim, we'll try and have some short episodes to fill in the gaps where we cover just a smaller topic, a bit of etymology or a snippet of history, something that will take maybe 5 or 6 minutes, but a little owlish bite.
Ooh, a little owl pellet.
A little owl pellet, yes.
A digested and regurgitated little mouse.
Okay, if you like. Yes.
Good.
But of course, we will only have new episodes if we have a stream of questions. So please, please keep your questions coming in. Send in by, if you use the Anchor app, you can send questions via voicemail on their voicemail feature. And we can include your question on the show. So that's the Anchor podcast app. If you listen on any other podcast service or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or something, then you can email us or send a message on Facebook or Messenger. Any questions will be considered. Yeah, so, and before we go, we were interviewed by Jim the Podcast Sherpa on his show, Too Many Podcasts. It's a podcast that interviews other podcasters about their podcasts.
Very meta.
But it's a great way to find new podcasts if you're looking for something new to listen to. And most of his guests have really niche podcasts like us.
Yeah, and we had so much fun during the interview. So thank you, Jim. It was a blast. We will link his show in the show notes so that you can check his podcast out.
Thank you very much for listening to this anniversary episode. We'll see you next time for the Bloomsday special.
Yes, thank you so much. And we love you. Hoot hoot.
Hoot
hoot. It was kind of a sad hoot.
Hoot from the heart. Thanks to Justing for the music, New Media for the artwork, and a big high five to Jeff at Central Sound and Picture.
If you enjoy the podcast, please tell your friends and subscribe. You can contact us on Facebook and Twitter at The Owlish Folk. Send us questions or comments to theowlishfolk@gmail.com.